We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. On January 9th, in front of an audience at a community college in Knoxville, Tennessee, President Obama said,
"Today, I'm announcing an ambitious new plan to bring down the cost of community college tuition in America. I want to bring it down to zero."
Now, where to start? Before we get started here, I'm a big fan of community and junior colleges. A prime example is right here, Tyler Junior College, which has put generations of young men and women from East Texas on the road to successful lives. But unlike President Obama, I'll bet that TJC President Dr. Mike Metke knows the difference between the price of something and the cost of something. A bunch of money transferred from taxpayers to TJC can bring the price of TJC down to zero from the perspective of the enrolling student. But that does not reduce the cost. The cost is the sum of the salaries for teachers, staff, and administrators, together with the expenses of operating and maintaining the necessary buildings, equipment, and infrastructure. The cost of those things can never be zero. But even if you get the vocabulary straight, you can make multiple arguments against bringing the price down to zero. Time permits discussing two of them here. First is the truth behind the expression skin in the game. Anything of value comes at a price, and when you reduce the price to zero, you reduce its perceived value. Community college classrooms clogged with students who wouldn't be there if it weren't free will take time and resources. Time and resources better spent on students willing to, willing to make a tangible financial investment in their own education. We already provide financial aid for kids who really need it, but free for everybody is a bad idea because it will only serve as a devaluation of the currency that, for now at least, still attaches to a community college education. My second argument derives from the disheartening history of the federal government's involvement in education. That history makes clear that when the federal government begins paying the tuition of every single student at TJC, Dr. Metke and the TJC board will become de facto vassals of the Department of Education. The marvelous job that TJC has done in creating curricula that meet the demands of employers in this part of the world, and the similar job that community colleges do all across the country, will be swept aside by the inevitable one-size-fits-everybody mandates that have done so much damage to public schools and cities across the country. What part of the thousands of dysfunctional public schools would you want to emulate at TJC? What I cannot understand is this. How can President Obama and the members of his administration, possessed every one of degrees from prestige universities, be so ignorant of the basic economics behind argument number one and so blind to the history behind argument number two? The question isn't rhetorical. I really don't understand. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. I strayed recently, and although I feel a little bad about it, I'm not going to stop anytime soon. Right after New Year's, I was introduced to the just-released Keepersall Estates 2011 Syrah. Cabernet drinker that I am, I cannot stay away from this wine. It's simply great. You can read the tasting notes on this beautiful Syrah at Keepersall.com, and you'll find out that it gently progresses through aromas of caramel and evergreen, finishing with black cherry with toffee notes. Or not. You can just pour some in a wine glass and taste it, which is what I did, and you'll find out, like I did, that you have in your hand a very, very nice glass of wine. So nice, in fact, that it might cause you to rethink your previous wine loyalties. All of this you can do this very weekend at the Keepersall Winery. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.